This is an Audio Holdings production.
Before You Leap by John Lutz, read by Jerry Orbach. Nudger was being attacked by snakes. The telephone jangled, halfway waking him. He groped for it, got the cord tangled around his wrist. Huh? Help! He awoke all the way, trying to throttle the plastic receiver and keep it from sinking long fangs into him. When he realized the snake was a phone and he'd been dreaming, he pressed the receiver to his ear, still not completely comfortable about doing that. He'd just finished investigating the theft of some endangered species from the zoo, some sort of cute little rodent, and a snake not so cute. The guy who'd stolen them had returned the snake, but couldn't say what had happened to the rodent. "Nudge," Hammersmith's voice. What was a police lieutenant doing calling him? Nudger squinted at the luminous dial numbers of the clock. 3 a.m.? Oh, God, was it only 3 a.m.? "Nudge?" "You know what time it is?" Nudger mumbled thickly. "Sure, temperature too, but that's not what I called about." Hammersmith, in his sadistic sense of humor, still rising toward total wakefulness, Nudger realized he should maybe worry about the reason for this odd-hour call. "What did you call about?"
"You know a guy named Ernest Gate?"
"Think not."
"Well, he knows you. He's asking for you."
A long pause. Hammersmith and his telephone games. "So put Ernest what's-his-name on the line."
"Can't. He's perched on a ledge of the Marymount Hotel, threatening to walk out into the night 30 stories high."
"Wait a minute. You got a jumper, and he's asking for me?"
"You and no one else, Nudge. Demands to talk to you, in fact. And human life being held to be of high value, he's in a position to make demands. So the department figured I'd be the guy to call you, see if you might want to chat with this Gate character."
"Bates?"
"Gate."
"Well, I know nobody named Gate."